Bundle of Fun joined by Alpine Eagle. And at the 150, the favourite moved up to put the head in front. Bundle of Fun battling away. No Surprises running a big race. Alpine Wolf is just in front. No Surprises coming. Just missed. Wow! Alpine Wolf a half head. No Surprises went within a whisker of causing a huge upset.
Bundle of Fun. That was a good call from Colin McNiff in Tasmania last night. Alpine Wolf, which was backed into a $1.24 favourite, holding on by the barest of margins to win the Launceston Guineas. But a win's a win, and he has taken his record to 4 wins, 2 seconds from 6 starts. A very, very exciting three-year-old, and it's great to catch up with trainer Barry Campbell, who I'm sure was holding his breath the last 50 metres. How are you, Barry?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What were you thinking the last 50?
Big fan.
What was going through your mind that last 50 metres?
Oh, no, I thought he'd hold on. Another horse got close, but, yeah, no, I thought he'd hold on. Yeah.
Is it just the distance? He just started to run out of gas that last little bit, because he did seem a bit keen in the run. At the top of the straight, I thought he was going to put them away by 3 or 4 lengths, but in the end, it was his heart that got him there.
Yeah, I think if it had been a mile, like, he was, like, coming to the corner, I thought he was going to place, and so he... I think it's just that he went from, he got a 1,200, a 1,400 a mile, straight to 2,100. And, like, the horse is a prep away. He's not the type of horse you can pour the work into and he thrives, you know. He's one that we've sort of had to page get through with his problems. So, he'll improve from that run. But, yeah, I think it was just that he probably never had the work or the hard run for the 2,100, but he still got the job done.
That's right. He's still got the cash, which is the main thing. And you mentioned he has had a few issues this time in earlier in the campaign. So if you're a little bit behind, the fact that he's got the guts and determination to continue the winning run, does that tell you 2,100, we may not go back out to that distance, at least in the near future? He's a better miler?
He probably is. Like, from day one, we've been playing catch-up. Like, we went to the barrier trials when we weren't quite ready to go there. We had his first run when he wasn't quite ready to go there. Like, the horse has actually done an unbelievable job. We've never at any stage been 100% happy with him. You know, like, I reckon we've had 20 bloods done, and I reckon he's come back good. So, he's been a headache. I think he's aged in 10 years, and only about 20, and a bit about 10. You know, like, he's been pretty taxing, but he's got the job done. We'll just give him a couple of days and see where he goes.
So, has it been growing pains, or has he been getting viruses? What have been all the little niggles?
Yeah, he had a virus. Every time we took a blood test, something used his white cells, and they were really, really low, and there were signs that he was getting over virus but hadn't got over it. And that's been going on for a long time, for 2 or 3 months. So, like, what he really needs is a good spell, you know, and then he'll come back and all should be good. But you can't spell them when they're running $100,000 races. So we've been playing... been nursing him through and playing catch up with him, but he's also done an unbelievable job.
I was going to say, how has he come through the run? Did he pull up well?
Yeah, he trotted up this morning. He trotted up, down. He didn't eat a lot. He never got home at midnight. He had his breakfast at about 3:30, so he didn't have a lot of time to eat it. So anyway, but he trotted up, down. He looks nice and bright in the paddock now. So we'll just go from there.
Is it because of those issues and having to hold them together that you've almost made the decision not to bring them to the mainland? You talk $100,000 races, $1 million race would look pretty good with the Australian Guineas as well. Is there any chance you might bring him over?
Oh, I'd almost say zero chance. Not because we don't want to, or not because we're scared of anything like that. It's just that in the horse's best interest would be for him not to go.
Yep. So what does the remainder of this campaign look like then?
I'd say probably off the top of my head, one of two things. I'd say either the Mowbray Stakes, Launceston Cup Day, back to a mile or a spell.
Yep.
So, you know, we don't want to go to the well once too often with him. You know, we'll probably dodge the bullet twice with him. So, and, you know, it wouldn't be so worry. It might have taken a little bit more out of him than we first thought, too. You know, like he's, when you beat one that's run eight in a row, you're not going to have an easy run. I even though it looked easy.
No, exactly right.
Yeah.
You had another smart winner last night, Emily, who made it two from two, this filly. What level do you think she can get to?
I don't know. She keeps surprising us. That's what St. Thomas Way for age race to open sprint. So she had all the favours, though, 51 kilos and barrier one. But she was a nice filly. Her mother could really gallop. She had a mother. She won a three-year-old cup that I sent down the middle of the track and won a three-year-old cup. She was about five by the trip. And this is a really nice foal. She's not overly big, and she had all the favours, but I think she'll keep winning. Yeah.
And how did DeRoche pull up from during the week? Because, you know, on face value, she might have been a little bit disappointing.
Oh, God, disappointing, that's an understatement. She was awful.
Yeah.
There's two of them. There's a good one and a bad one. The bad one put her up on Sunday. The girl rode really well. She had 10 for the ride. And she just went to the end. She's got a blood back. And the vet said, I've never taken a bit of blood at her. So I don't know. This year, Hobart's probably not a track. She's super north of Mowbray. So, and a bit older now, and needs further measures. She might be looking for 1,400, a little bit further, you know, where they take the pressure off a bit. And the worst runs have been over 1,000 and 1,100. She won the Newmarket over 12, and I think she won two out of three over 1,400. So she might just want a little bit further now. Take, you know, where they don't go quite as hard.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing her. We'll be down Launceston Cup Day, so I cannot wait to see Alpine Wolf in the flesh. Barry, we'll get you on.
That'll be good.
Good on you, Barry. Well done yesterday.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.